name of Lord, please say that's okay. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak. We talk about the one true God.
Today we will talk about the one true God.
The one true God. First of all, we talk about the difference between the like Trinity and also our understanding of one true God.
We last time talked about the three unity, and our understanding of
one true God. The Trinity is the one of a major the difference. Actually, they are quite understanding is actually quite close to the actually one true God actually.
其实像三位一体这个神观跟我们独一真神的神观是非常非常类似的。
Because they think Father is God.
因为他们认为父就是神。
So Father is God means God the one that the Son of God he prayed to the Father.
所以他们认为子是向父亲祷告。
So Father is God, they for sure.
那他们很确定的就是，父就是这个父就是神。
And also from their concept, they believe the Son of God also God.
他们也认为神的儿子也是神。
But at the same time, it's a man.
但是同时，这个神的儿子也是人。
We can say man is the one who have flesh.
那我们说人就是属肉体的人。
So the Son says, "The my Father and I are one."
所以这个子说父与我是一体的。
But also, Book of John says, "He's greater than me."
但是在约翰福音，他也有说到父比他还比子还要大。
And also, chapter 14, Book of John says, "I ask the Father to send you the Holy Spirit, the Helper."
那约翰福音十四章那里，耶稣有讲到，他会要求天父赐下圣灵来帮助大家。
We know that this Spirit is actually talk about the Lord Jesus, talk about His Spirit.
以我们的了解，当耶稣讲到圣灵的时候，是指着他自己的灵。
So Trinity believe that the Holy Spirit is also God.
但是相信三位一体的神观认为圣灵也是神的一部分。But
yet, all it's a separate being.
但是圣灵子与父都是分开的，都是不一样。But
they all together is God.
那这三位加起来就是神。So
their problem is hard to bring these three to bring to God. Because it's a separate being. So that's why, because they also say they believe oneness of God. But yet, it all separate being.
但是他们认为这是，就是这个神有三个部分。
So this is very hard for them to, we can say, combined together, actually.
所以他们要把这三个部分集中起来也蛮困难的。
Because the Bible keep on talk about this as an expression of a different beings. It looks like a different being.
那在圣经中看起来好像这些都是不同的人物。
How is it possible the Son of God, Jesus, prayed to His Father?
因为 如果耶稣是神的儿子，那耶稣怎么会跟神祷告呢？
And also he says, before Abraham was born, I am.
那可是耶稣自己也说，在亚伯拉罕之前我是。
So how these two combine together?
所以我们怎么可以把这两个观念放在一起？
And he says, he asked his Father, give them Holy Spirit, and then I'll be abide within you forever.
那所以耶稣说他会求父赐下圣灵，那他也会永远与我们同在。So
from their concept, from the viewpoint, it's this is we can call the each is a separate being yet all God.
所以这三位一体的神观把父子跟圣灵都当成
不同的个体，但是这三个个体加起来就是神。
Moses, very solid evidence is Matthew chapter 28.
那在马太福音二十八章这里讲到。
In Matthew chapter 20, verse 19.
第十九章，十九节。马太福音第二十八章第十九节。
The goal, you know, chapter 20, verse 19, go therefore and make the disciple of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of Father and Son and Holy Spirit.
这里说，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
So Jesus talked about the when we baptize in the name of Father and Son and Holy Spirit.
所以耶稣讲到，我们在受洗的时候要以父子圣灵的名。
So they believe that each different being.
所以认为相信三位一体的人认为这三个都是不同的个体。
But yet they believe that all these three is God.
那他们也认为三个个体加起来就是神。
Actually, their own, we can say error of we can say their logic within.
可是这个逻辑是有问题的。
Most Christians think about this way.
但是大部分的基督徒都是相信这个三位一体。
But for us,
那我们呢？
For us, it's not in this way.
对我们来说不是这个样子。
We know that 都会 entire whole world, the universe, only God is the one. God is the only one.In spirit, God is a spirit.
在我们的认识里，整个宇宙只有神是灵。
No one have seen God.
因为没有人看过神。
Because if anybody have seen God, then physically and or with our eyes, then that's we so called manifestation.
那如果有人用肉体或是在异象中看到神，我们说他。他们看到了神的一个显现。
We bring out the many verses talk about invisible God.
因为很多经节也有讲到是我们有一个无形的神。
That's why no one has seen God.
所以没有人真正看过神。
We already opened this Bible, so we know that God is Alpha and Omega. God is the beginning and end.
我们知道神是起初，也是最后的。
There's no one can as a separate being coexist.
那所以没有任何一个灵可以跟他同时这样存在。
Only God is the beginning and end.
所以神是起源，也是我们最后结束的。
So God is a spirit, and then he sent us the Son of God.
所以神是一个灵，那神也派了。神的儿子给我们。
The son is the one who, like us, from the stage of like you know our birth, so to conceive and delivered, you know, delivered as a baby and grown up and to be the over 30, and then he finished his ministry. He died on the cross.
那这个子是与我们一样从细胞变成婴孩，被出生之后长到三十几岁。
His name is Jesus.
那所以这个子的名字叫耶稣。
We know the John chapter 17, and when he prayed to God, it's your name given to him. That's the name of Jesus.
那在约翰福音十七章，耶稣有祷告说是把神的名赐给他。
So clearly talk about the begotten Son is came from God.
所以这清楚的告诉我们，这个神的儿子是从神而来。
Name is the same.
那这两者的名字是一样的。
Because Jesus, this name came from God.
因为耶稣的名字是从神而来。
This is God's name.
那耶稣也是神的名字。
If it's the same name,
如果是同一个名字，
and they are one.
那他们就是同一个。
If you have a separate being, we know that all the angels they have a separate names.
我们知道所有的天使都有不同的名字。
But we know that God has one name. Name is Jesus.
但是我们知道神只有一个名字，就是耶稣。
So this name is came from God.So God's name is Jesus.
那这个名字是由神而来，所以神的名字就是耶稣。
And Jesus, he talked to talked to the people, helper. I asked my Father to send the Holy Spirit, and then he is the helper, then the Holy Spirit and dwell with you. I never depart from you, I'll be with you forever. I abide with you.
耶稣也有说，神会赐一个保惠师，一个来永远帮助我们的灵。
Holy Spirit, it came from God.
所以圣灵也是从神而来。
So we know the Holy Spirit name is Jesus.
我们知道圣灵的名字也是耶稣。
So Holy Spirit name is Jesus. So this Holy Spirit, it came from God. The manifestation, God came to us, dwelling with us. The Spirit is manifestation.
那神的灵与我们同住，这个也是神灵的一个显现。
So the eternal God, God is a Spirit, and He's the beginning and end.And Son and Holy Spirit, all this manifestation.
所以神是一个灵，但是神是以圣灵的方式显现给我们。
So the Son calling the Holy Spirit as it's a talk about actually I.
所以当这个子在描述圣灵的时候，他也叫圣灵叫做我。
So John chapter 14 said, I'll be with you.
所以约翰福音十四章那里他说我会与你们同在。
His spirit is actually God's spirit manifestation.
所以圣灵是神的灵的显现。
We know the Son, when he died on the cross, and then he died after 3 days, he resurrected from the death.
那我们知道这个耶稣神的儿子耶稣死后三天就复活了。
Exactly, he followed the schedule of the salvation. He became the first fruit. That's the Son of God. We talk about Jesus. So both of them is a manifestation. Then they are not the separate being.
那耶稣和圣灵都是神的显现，他们并不是分别着各的。并不是不同的个体。
They all came from God.
因为他们都是从神而来。
So we believe that he's one true God.
所以我们相信是只有一位真神。
Yeah. It makes sense.
这大家能够了解吗？
About this one and that one.
就是三位一体和独一神观的不同。
Confused.
所以 Mary 姐妹她对有一件事情不了解。
Yeah.
But yet, Jesus is God. God's name is Jesus.、
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be like the 12 disciples,、Mary and Joseph, and then she had the baby?、
Mm-hmm.
They are the first one met Jesus.
But they didn't recognize、okay. Jesus as a true living God.
So, 刚刚那问题是我们刚刚传道刚刚有讲到没有人见过神，但是玛利亚还有这些十二使徒他们看到的就是耶稣。
Only the Mary and Joseph they knew that.
但是问题回答就是这些人看到耶稣的时候他们并没有把他当成真神。
But I don't think the understanding is our understanding. So our understanding is more now as it developed.
那他们当初的对耶稣的理解不像我们今天一样，我们现在是已经比较进步了。
But surely Mary and Joseph they understood.
所以，但是玛利亚跟约瑟他们那时候了解这个就是真神。那。
Oh, you did through the eyes.
那既然耶稣是神，那别人也有看过耶稣。
Yeah, let's look at the book of John.
所以我们请翻开约翰福音。
Chapter 14.
第十四章。
And verse from 7.
第七节。
Chapter John chapter 14 from verse 7. If you have had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. Verse 9. Philip said to him, verse 9. And Jesus said to him, Have I been so long with you? yet you have not come to know me, Philip. He who has seen me has seen the Father. How do you say, show us the Father? Here, the Jesus talk about, you have seen me. That means you have seen my Father.
这里耶稣跟腓力说，人看见了我，就是看见了父。
Do you think this is physically they have seen a physical, you know, flesh of Jesus? Jesus talk about this, you know, when he explained about this.
所以我们认为耶稣在描述这个的时候，大家有没有看到耶稣的本身，耶稣的肉体？
Because God is a spirit.
因为神是灵。
Because Jesus explained to them about God, so all the word he proceeded out of his mouth, that is God himself.
那因为神是灵，所以耶稣在描述神的话，透过他的话，大家就体验了神。
So this is not talk about Jesus, he's a physical figure of he himself.
这几节并不是在描述。并不是在述说大家看到的耶稣的
肉体。We know Jesus is not a handsome person.
因为圣经也描述耶稣不是一个长得很英俊的人。
So Jesus never talk about his out figure.
所以耶稣从来没有形容他自己的面貌。
He talk about the words, the manifestation of God.
他只是用他的言语在描述神的显现。
So that's why John chapter 1.
所以约翰福音第一章这里讲到
John chapter 1 verse 1 says in the beginning
所以约翰福音第一章第一节说太初有道
In the beginning was the word and the word was with God and the word was God
太初有道道与神同在道就是神
So here put that word is God
所以这个道就是神
So how they can see JesusNot the physically, the eyes can see Jesus.
所以他们见到耶稣，不是透过他们的肉体这样看着耶稣。
Because they heard about the Lord, they heard about the word of God.
而是听到耶稣口中所说的话。
Otherwise, these passages doesn't make sense.
如果不是这样，我们读这些经节就不符合逻辑。
Yeah.Because we talk about the God Himself, God is Spirit. No one has sinned, remember?
Because we also talked about God is Spirit. No one has ever seen the Spirit of God.
So no one actually has seen God, which is through our eyes to God, because God is Spirit.
Because God is Spirit, so no one has ever seen God through the eyes of God.
That's why no one.
所以圣经才说没有人见
过神。The very famous one is the first John.
我们很熟悉的经节在约翰一书。
We already talked about that. First John chapter 4.
第四章，约翰一书第四章。
First John chapter 4 verse 12.
第十二节。
John says, verse 12, no one has beheld God at any time.
这里说从来没有人见过神。
So that is clear. So no one has seen God.
那这很清楚地写到，从来没有人见过神。
So, no one has seen that God is spirit. No one has seen that he himself.
从来没有人见过神的灵。
Anything that he expressed himself to show himself through our eyes, that means there's manifestation.
那神是透过不同的方式向我们显现。
Because that's like Colossians chapter 1.
那哥罗西书有第一章有讲。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 15.
哥罗西书第一章第十五节。
So chapter 1 verse 15 says, And he is the image of invisible God. Chapter 1, Colossians chapter 1 verse 15.
哥罗西书第一章第十五节。
So he is the image of invisible God.Chapter 1, verse 15. Colossians.
哥罗西书第一章第十五节说，爱子是那不能看见之神的像。
So there's no one can see him, no one have seen him, but God is an invisible God.
是因为神是无形的，所以没有人看过神。
So God is spirit, no one can see, but we can see him and through our experience and receive the Holy Spirit.
但是我们透过我们受圣灵的体验可以见到神。
Now they also with the word of God.
那透过神的话语我们也可以体验到神。那问题是十二个使徒有看过耶稣不是吗？
We have seen him too.
那
回答是
我们也有看过神。
Talk about his true love within us.
神的真爱在我们里面的时候。
When we receive the Holy Spirit.
当我们领受圣灵的时候。
Experience of Jesus.
这些都是我们体验耶稣的时候。
Because do not look at the from the dimension of flesh.
那我们如果不就是不是以肉体的层次来看。
2000 years ago, he came to this world as a flesh form.
2000年前，耶稣是以肉体的形象来到世间。
Purpose for our sin to be forgiven.
那时候他的目的就是让我们的罪能够得到赦免。
The one have to die on the cross.
但是他那时候必须在十字架上被钉死。
From God's point of view, the man is under the sin, then they are facing of judgment.
那以神的观点来看，因为人活在罪孽之中，所以必须要受审判。
So his way give us the salvation is he sending the man just like us.
所以神借着这个肉，就是以肉体的形象来。
The one who has a sinless.
但是是无罪的肉体。
And then he carried all our sin upon his shoulder.He died on the cross.
那所以神拯救人的办法就是让这个无罪的人在十字架上面钉死。
So that's how our sin that we believe in him to be baptized, so his blood apply us to wash away our sin.
那所以我们只要信了神受洗之后，我们的罪就可以被洗。
So we believe God, we believe the Son of God, Jesus.
所以我们相信神的时候，我们也相信神的儿子耶稣。
He as our Savior.
那我们也相信耶稣是我们的救主。
Yeah. Still confused.
还有任何疑惑吗？
Because you said Jesus is God.
Yes.
因为传道说耶稣是神。
Because Jesus actually.
那那玛利亚跟约瑟在生耶稣的时候知道耶稣就
是神。We talk about the physical Jesus.
那是肉体的耶稣。
What Jesus talk about say, when Abraham was there, I was there.
但是耶稣有讲亚伯拉罕在的时候我是。
So don't look at the view as Jesus as during the time of when Jesus was born in the Bethlehem.
所以我们看到耶稣 我们在讲耶稣的时候并不要把他局限在他出生在马槽的时候。
Because he is a perfect God, he is a perfect man.
因为他是完全的神也是完全的人。
That's why we can call him as a savior.
所以我们才能够把他称为我们的救主。
Yeah. From him, we are under the judgment, actually, man.
那如果从神的观点来看人是需要受审判。
But he needs someone who be sacrificed.
所以神需要有一个人为我们成为我们的代罪羔羊。
That's the son.
那这就是儿子。
So he have to die on the cross. We can call this one as a sacrifice lamb of the Passover.
所以我们也把耶稣称为逾越节的羔羊。
Because this one is above, is only we are in the sin, then we are under the judgment of God.
因为我们当我们活在罪孽里面的时候，我们必须受神的审判。
Because he sent us the Son of God, Jesus, so he can deliver us from sin.
那因为神赐给我们耶稣，所以他才有办法从罪里面拯救我们。
So he has to come to the flesh, and from the beginning point of like just like a perfect man, has to be conceived by the Holy Spirit.
那所以神必须
借着圣灵让玛利亚受孕，然后成为一个完全的人。
He has to be sinless.
那这个人必须没有罪。
Because he conceived by the Holy Spirit, not like a man.
那他也是从借着圣灵怀孕，所以不像一般人。
Since Adam and Eve, all the generation after generations, from between man and woman, all they carry the sin.
那自从亚当夏娃开始，每一代的人都是带着罪孽。
But this Son of God, this Jesus, is different because conceived by the Holy Spirit.
那耶稣不同，因为他是从神而他是借着圣灵所出生的。
Only the sinless one can redeem.
只有无罪的人才可以拯救其他人。
So that's why we can call him Savior.
所以我们才能够叫他我们的救主。
Still confused.
还有任何疑惑吗？
Make sure.That's because the first hour we talk about everything in this whole world from the regardless which generations, no one has seen God.
我们上次有讲到，从起初就没有人见过神。
But the next hours we talk about all the questions.
所以第二节课我们讲到全部的问题。
And all the people, in the Bible, there's a prophets and they're showing that there's a throne of God.
那在圣经中有很多先知，这些先知也有提到神的殿。
Jesus is next to the throne of God.
那他也有讲到说，耶稣在神的宝座旁边。
This is an image to show that God is the king.
那这只是一个影像，让我们知道神是王。
God is absolute position. He has his domain.
那全世界就全整个宇宙都是在神的管辖之内。
God doesn't need like a throne, which means a chair.
那神其实上不需要一个椅子，也不需要一个
宝座。God doesn't need any kind of house.
神不需要任何的房子。
God doesn't need a palace.
神不需要宫殿。
This all came from the human point of view.
那他只是以人的观点显现
给我们看。But try to let us to understand that he talked about the throne of God.
那让我们能够了解他是坐在宝座上。
Because God is a spirit.
因为神是灵。
Otherwise, we keep on think about the visually, we think about the image of God. Don't you think so?
他如果不这样的话，我们会一直要想象神的形象是什
么。That's why I keep on troubled that, When the Stephen, when he died, while he's stoned to death, heaven is open.
我们想到斯蒂凡在被石头打死的时候，天开
了。He saw the throne of God.
他说他看到神的宝座。
It seems like Jesus next to him.
然后耶稣就在他旁边。
Because keep on this, that the verse keep on bothering actually. Then that's what Trinity.Within there, they're trying to their own way, man's way of logically sort it out, then came out that idea.
那这个意象让大家很困惑，所以人才想出三位一体这个神观。
But for us, God is everything. God is the beginning and end.
但是对我们来讲，神就是一切的，就是所有的，就是起初也是末后。
The Son that was fully flesh and the God Himself came down to this world.God's manifestation.
那耶稣也是神在来到世界上的形象。
Holy Spirit, same thing. Holy Spirit came from God.
那圣灵也是一样，圣灵是从神而来。
So within these pictures, we can say Son of God and Holy Spirit all came from God.
那所以我们这边画的图就是说，人子就是神的儿子，还有圣灵都是从神而来。
They are not like, the coexisted three beings of God.
他们不是三位个体。
Yes.
还有一个问题。
Yes.
我们说到神的名字是耶稣。 但是在在旧约里，有些版本是叫他耶和华。
Because Jehovah is not a name.
因为耶和华不是一个名字。
Jehovah is you know that it's Yahweh.
耶和华的意思就是亚
耶和华。Because Chinese translation say
Jehovah. 耶和华是一个是一个中文的翻译。
The Jewish people translation we know there's a Yahweh.
以旧约以犹太人的圣的经卷里面。耶和华就是亚维。
So the English translation said the Lord.
那英文版是翻成主。
So it's not a name.
所以这不是一个名字。
The Lord, which is talk about calling God.
他是在讲神是一个名字、yeah. 一个称呼是在称呼神。
God is also the Bible talk about Elohim is you know Hebrew words.
那圣经里也有用。
That's not a name.
Elohim 也是一个神的称呼，不是一个名字。
So the New Testament time, God promised us He will give us a name.
那在新约神，神有承诺要给我们一个名字。
The Zechariah.
在撒加利亚书。
Zechariah chapter 14.
撒加利亚书第十四章。
Chapter 14 verse 9.
第十四章第九节。
This is a prophecy, you say. At the end of
这是先知的预言。
Chapter 14 verse 9 says, And the Lord will be king over all the earth.
所以撒加利亚书第十四章第九节这里说耶和华必做全地的王。
In that day the Lord will be the only one and his name the only one.
那日耶和华必为独一无二的他的名也是独一无二的。
Because we know the Jehovah Witness.
因为我们知道耶和华见证人。
From the beginning of the title of their church name is wrong actually.
他们一开始这个教会的名字就有错误。
Do you know what I mean? It cannot be the Jehovah Witness. It has to be the Jesus Witness.
因为应该是耶稣见证人，不是耶和华见证人。
They cannot say Jesus Witness.
但是他们不能称呼自己叫做耶稣见证人。
Because they do not believe that Jesus is true God.
因为他们不相信耶稣是真神。
Because Jesus is a subordinate to God.
因为他们认为耶稣低于神。
Because they look at it from the physical, was flesh, you know, we can say, flesh dimensionally, look at as a really son of God.
因为他们是从肉体的层次看耶稣，那耶稣他们认为耶稣就是神的儿子。
If they put the name is a, instead of Jehovah Witness, they say the, you know, the Jesus Witness, then they actually believe this.The secondary, which is not the true ultimate God.
So, if they change the name to Jesus Witness, then they believe in the second level of God.
That's why they have trouble for themselves. So, it's best is a Jehovah Witness.
So, to avoid these conflicts, they call themselves Jehovah Witness.
So, they cannot say the Holy Spirit is, you know, the Jesus Himself.
Then they also don't believe the Holy Spirit is Jesus Himself.
Because they believe that the Holy Spirit is a power, force.
圣灵是一股力量。
So they cannot believe the Holy Spirit as God Himself.
所以他们也不相信圣灵就是神本身。
So the most of the Trinity believers put them as a cult, because.
所以大部分相信三位一体的这些教派都把耶和华见证人，看成一个异教。
They denied.Jesus is God.
因为他们不相信耶稣是真神。
They deny the Holy Spirit as the Lord Jesus.
那他们也不相信，圣灵是耶稣。
So they look at the day because they look at the, this picture from the human point of view.
因为他们看神是以人的观点来看神。
That's why they cannot transfuse the blood.
So, they can't accept the
blood. Because physically, they believe that.
Because
the Old Testament cannot drink the blood.
Because they believe that in the Old Testament, we cannot 吃血，所以他们不能接受输血。
So they still the understanding is limited in the physical, you know, dimension. That's why.
所以他们的认知是被辖制在这个肉体的认知。
So actually, Trinity is more developed than that. Actually.
所以其实上三位一体，就是相信三位一体的人比他们更了解。
How about the, like a Jewish people? They believe one God.
那犹太人本身他们相信只有一位神。
What's the difference between their believing one God, we believe one God?
那他们的独一神观跟我们的独一神观有什么不一样？
First, they don't believe Jesus is the Savior, true God.
首先他们不认为耶稣是救世主。
So they still waiting for the Messiah to come.
所以他们还在等待弥赛亚的降临。
So restoring the, you know, the Jerusalem.
所以他们一直要重盖耶路撒冷。
Many people believe the Jewish believe that they believe that Jesus is one of a prophet.
所以很多犹太人认为耶稣是一位先知。
Since they cannot believe Jesus, they cannot believe the Holy Spirit.
那因为他们不相信耶稣，所以他们也不能信
圣灵。So they go back to one God, the God in the Old Testament, the one he believed.
所以他们相信的是旧约的独一真神。
So we believe one true God, that they believe one true God is different.
所以他们的独一神观跟我们的独一神观不一样。
It makes sense. So totally different concept.
所以我们相信的是两个不同的独一神观。
If they believe Jesus as the Savior,
如果他们认定耶稣是救主
，That means they have to admit it. What they all so far the, you know, 2,000 years they what they believe it was wrong.
那他们就必须要承认他们两千年来所信的都是错误的。
Yeah. So even though it's a, we believe one God, but it's different.
所以我们两个独一神观是不同的。
Still confused?
还有任何疑惑吗？
Because three times I keep on explaining because we want to get the concept this one true God.
我已经这个主题我已经讲了三节课，因为我希望大家都能够了解独一神观。
Really, which part you are not sure? Then please let.
所以我们如果有任何问题请提出来。
Once we straighten out this entire Bible is no problem.
因为我们只要了解了独一神观，整个圣经对我们讲都不是问题。
Bible sometimes talk about your right hands.
因为有时候圣经会讲到说我在你的右手边。
And then we think about his five fingers, you know.
那我们就想到神的五只手指头，然后很有力量这样。
That's expression of his almightiness.
但是这只是描述神的全能。
Yeah, it's God's throne, and then there's the throne and the Lamb of God.
那圣经有讲到说有神的宝座，还有神的羔羊。
Once we understand this, that's a very just piece of cake to understand.
但是我们一旦了解我们的独一神观，这些对我们来讲都是很容易了解。
No matter what all the visions, no matter what all the things showing to us, let us to see to understand.
那我们所见的这些意象，大家就是别人所见的这些意象，都是让我们了解。
Because that's a manifestation.
了解这都是神的显现，神的。
Bible clearly says invisible images.
这就是
God is spirit.
神是灵，神是隐形的。
When he's showing to us, then there's a purpose for us.
那神显现给我们的时候，这个显现对我们来讲都有某它的意义。
Then he showed us as an image to see us to recognize him. This is a manifestation.
那如果神借着这些方式显现给我们，都是为了教导我们。
Make sense?
是符合逻辑吗？
So how church believe this one true God It's so precious.
所以我们的教会相信独一神观，这是非常宝贵的。
Because we have a complete understanding of God.
因为这让我们能够真正的了解神。
This not came from us, but it came from the Holy Spirit.
那这也不是我们自己想象出来的，这是圣灵给我们的启示。
Through the tens of years, God revealed us, the Lord Jesus helped us to understand the true God.
那这些年来，主耶稣就借着圣灵教导我们要怎么认识神。
We understand Jesus, and other people understand Jesus some difference. Can you tell?
那我们对耶稣的了解与其他人对耶稣的了解有时候有一点不一样。
So once we understand the true God and the name of Jesus, then we can truly understand what it meant.
所以我们一旦了解独一神观，那我们就更了解耶稣的名字。
So Trinity understand Jesus, our understand of Jesus, there are difference, right?
所以三位一体神，在三位一体神观里面，对耶稣的了解跟独一真神这个对耶稣的了解是不一样的。
Our understanding of Jesus is one true God. We understand.
因为我们了解耶稣就是神。
So the 144,000 on the last day, the Book of Revelation mentioned that they have the name within their forehead.
那启示录里面讲到144,000人在末日，他们有神的名字在他们的额头上。
So the Revelation chapter 14 verse 1.
这是启示录十四章。
It mentioned about that this name. This is talk about the new name.
启示录十四章这里有讲到一个名字。
So the name of Jesus is forehead. Forehead means sealed his name.
What verse?
Verse 1.
第一节这里。这有讲到十四万四千人都有他的名和他父的名写在额上。
Especially on the last day, the one who sealed the name of Jesus, they are the one who avoid all the judgment from God.
那在末日的时候，这些人是没有被神审判。
Because that's what he mentioned about the chapter 9 verse 4.
那这写在第九章第四节这里。
So the time that when fifth seal opened, and the which is war coming.
这第五号开的时候，这是额上没有神印记的人就没有被伤害。
The one who's sealed, the name of Jesus, they can waive this judgment at that time.
所以额头上有神的名字的这些人就没有被伤害到。
The one who's sealed in the face, that they are the one who dwell in heaven, in the book of Revelation.
那在启示录里面讲到，在额头上写着神名字的人，这些人可以住在天国。
So they are such a we can call the talk about us is so blessed.
那所以这就是在描述我们，那我们是非常受祝福的。
Okay. We know the Old Testament times, all the God he talked to himself always one.
我们知道在旧约里面，神描述自己的时候都是以一个人。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6.
所以我们请翻开生命记第六章。
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4.
生命记第六章第四节。
Chapter 6, verse 4 says, Hear, O Lord, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. You mentioned that the Lord is God, and then Lord is one.
这里说你要听耶和华我们的神是独一的主。
The Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 to 9, this one is the Jewish people treat this verse as very important.
所以生命记第六章第四到六节对犹太人来讲非常重要。
This is called the Shema that the Jewish people, they recite this verse, continue.
那所以犹太人他们会反复的在读出这几节。
Every morning and every night, they recited this verse.
那每天早晚他们都会读出这些经节。
So keep on reminding that the Jewish people, they always remember God is one.
所以他们常常 提醒自己神是独一的主。
So they're within the almost like brainwashed for themselves. There's one God.
所以他们好像是为自己洗脑说神是独一的主。
Once anybody who think about the multi God, and they're already against it right away.
那他们只要一想到说有 有多于一位神，那他们就是违抗了自己的信仰。
If you look at the book of Isaiah, there's so many verses. God himself explained through the Isaiahs that I am the only one.
那在以赛亚书，神也透过先知的口描述很多遍，他是唯一的主。
So keep on explaining to the Israelites.
那他一直反复的跟以色列人解释。
Isaiah chapter 44.
在以赛亚44章这里
44 verse 6
44章第六节
Chapter 44 verse 6 The say the Lord, the King of Israel and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, I am the last, and there is no God beside me. This is also exactly what God talked to Isaiah to proclaim the word of God to his people.
这里神说我是首先的，我是末后的，除我以外再没有的真神。
This is not only one, but continue talk about him as one.
所以这以赛亚书里面有讲到神是独一的神。
Verse 24.
第24节。
Thus say the Lord. This is one just example. Verse chapter 44:24.
所以以赛亚书第44章第24节。
Thus say the Lord, your Redeemer, and the one who form you from the wombs. I, the Lord, am the makers of all things. I stretch out the heaven by myself and spreading out the earth all alone. So talk about, keep mentioning about I am the only one, create everything that came from me. I am the only one.
所以这里在讲说我耶和华是创造万物的，是独自 铺张诸天，铺开大地的，谁与我同在呢？
If you look at the continue of chapter 45, verse 5,
然后第45章第5节,
God says, I am the God, chapter 45, verse 5, I am the Lord, there is no other beside me, there is no God.
所以第45章第5节这里说，在我以外并没有别神。
To clear, there is in the Bible, God himself always explain himself, mention about the one, only God.
所以神在圣经中很清楚的说自己除了他自己以外没有别的神。
There's no such things as three separate being agreed that eat together to be one God. There's no such things.
并不是三个神要同意他们都是要联合在一起变成一位神。
The book of New Testament also mentioned about the one God.
那连新约都有讲到独一神，独一神观。
Let's turn to Galatians.
我们请翻开加拉太书。Galatians
chapter 3 verse 20.
第三章第20节。Galatians
chapter 3 verse 20 says, Now a mediator is not for one party only, whereas God is the only one. You mentioned God is only one.
这里说，但中保不是为一面做的，神却是一位。
So they continue to talk about what, let's say 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, yeah.
还有哥林多前书第八章。
Chapter 8, verse 4.
第八章第四节。
Chapter 8, verse 4, Paul says, Therefore, chapter 8, verse 4, 1 Corinthians, Therefore, concerning the eating of the things sacrificed to idol, we know that there is no such things as an idol in the world, and that there is no God but one. Paul here mentioned about the one God he mentioned about. Verse 6, Yet for us there is but one God. Verse 6, continue to talk about it.
哥林多前书第八章四节，这里说神只有一位，再没有别的神。第六节他就继续也说我们只有一位神，就是父。
So the verse 6 in this way said, Yet for us there is but one God, the Father, from whom are all things, and that we exist for him, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, by whom all things, and that we exist through him. They talk about the Father and the Lord Jesus as the same here, equally the same.
八章第六节这里说我们只有一位神就是父万物本于他我们也归于他 并有一位主就是耶稣基督所以他讲到父也有讲到基督
Sometimes with the Jesus and in this way talk about people kind of confused
所以有时候有人读到这个就非常困惑。
Because we can bring the image that you know, sometimes we watch a movie and then the Jesus was 2,000 years ago.
因为有时候我们在看电影，有看到耶稣是生在两千年。
He is normal with us. How can be? He is the God.
他如果走在我们之间，那他怎么可能是神？
Because of this image, we are confused.
那因为我们是这样想象耶稣是怎么活在这世界上，所以对我们来讲很难理解他就是神。
We find out that Paul he understood the one true God.
但是我们知道保罗他了解这个独一神观。
John also understood the one true God.
那约翰也了解这个独一神观。
Let's one verse, First John chapter five.
那约翰一书第五章有讲到。
First John chapter 5 verse 20.
约翰一书第五章第二十节。
And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding in order that we might know him who is true. And we are in him who is true. His Son, Jesus Christ, this is the true God and eternal life. You know, the John you talk about the,It talk about the one given to them, the Son of God.
这里约翰有讲到说，神的儿子已经来到，将智慧赐给我们。
And he is true, that his Son Jesus Christ, who is the Son, his Son Jesus Christ, the true God and eternal life.
这一节最后说，他的儿子耶稣基督里面，这是真神，也是永生。
Also, equally, the.Apostle Paul and Apostle John, they all understand the Lord Jesus as a true God.
所以使徒保罗、使徒约翰都了解耶稣就是真神。
It's not a separate being, but it's the same one, but the manifestation from above, from God's Spirit.
所以耶稣与真神不是分开的，耶稣是神的形象。
Do you have any questions?
所以我们还有其他问题吗？
I forgot because we cannot continue because you know, so I think it's finished here. But next hour, I think we talk about how do we know there's the existence of God.
So, 我们这一节就讲到这里。那下一节我们要讨论我们怎么知道神是存在的。
And then we can continue to talk about that. Do you have any question from today?
所以我们对今天的这一堂课有什么问题吗？
One true God.
任何对于独一真神的问题。
The most important thing is this concept.
最重要就是这个概念。
God is a beginning and end.
神就是起初，神也是末后。
There is no one else beside him. There is no one above and below. The only true God.
除了他之外，没有人在他的上面或是下面，就前面或是后面，只有真神。
Everything.Everyone in this world, in this universe, regardless of spiritual, you know, dimension and physical, only one true God.
So, in 整个宇宙内，不管是在在物质上或者在属灵上，所以就是只有这独一真神。
But this God is an invisible image.
但是这个神是无形的神。
But God, God Himself, God is spirit, cannot die.
但是神是灵，神不能死去。
He have to send the begotten Son. Bible says, send us the Jesus Christ, the fully like a man.
他必须要赐给我们耶稣，就是以人的形象出现。
So Jesus is not a separate being from between God. You know, His Father mentioned that, and the Son. There's this.Equally the same, but he came to this world like a flesh form like us. That's the difference.
所以耶稣，跟神是不是分别的个体，但是耶稣是神以人的形象出现在世界上。
And also the God sent us the Holy Spirit.
那神也赐给我们圣灵。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus.
那这个圣灵是耶稣的灵。
Helping us our Christian life.
圣灵会帮助我们走这个基督徒的旅程
，helping us our salvation，
让我们能够最后得救。
But he came from God，
但是圣灵也是从神而来。
He is not a separate being，
那圣灵也不是与神分开的。
So within you and I， we have a Holy Spirit， the Spirit within us， this manifestation from the God sent us as a Spirit。
所以在你我里面居住的这个灵就是神的灵。
So, make sure all came from God.
那我们知道这全部都来自于神。
So there's no separate three, but all God Himself.
所以并没有这三位个别的神，而全部都是神。
Yeah, let's all pray together.
所以我们现在
and I hope God can help us to understand.
同心祷告，让我们求主让我们能够了解这些。
So when we later on, when we present ourselves about this one true God.Make easier a clear way to we can explain to the you know other people too.
所以以后我们如果要解释独一神观，会让我们更有办法解释给别人听。
Let's hope, and especially we can pray for these coronavirus as it continue to spread now.
也让我们特别为这个冠心。
Do we need God's hands to stop it?
流感，流感梗啊，新啊。新型冠状瘤病毒的感染。
But at the same time, you don't have to be panicked about this.
可是同时我们也，我们不需要太紧张。
Because as you know, a year in this country, United States, because of the flu and the bad cold, over 8,000 people die anyway.
因为我们知道，在这个国家，每年就有8,000人是因为感冒而死亡。
So actually, because of the flu and you know, people die actually.8,000, that's a huge number, actually.
所以其实上8,000人死于感冒，这是非常大的一个数目。
But this coronavirus, how many people so far died?
但是这个新型的冠状感染有几个人过世呢？
Because coronavirus, only way, there's no vaccination, so it requires our immune system to strong enough to overcome it.
因为现在没有对这个冠状感染的疫苗，所以我们只能靠自己的免疫力。
The flu also same thing.
那我们那个平常的流行性感冒也是一样。
So that we can have exercise, we can have a healthy food to eat, we can normal life, then God help us.
那所以我们只要是自己有吃的健康，运动，生活有规律，就是求神帮助。
At the same time, we can pray for them.
但是我们在此就是。同时要为别人祷告。
Those are sick, and God can mercy upon them, heal them, and recover them.
求主怜悯那些被传染的人，让他们赶快复原。
So the God's hands stop them.
让神
spreading from the spreading.
求神的手能够阻止这个感染继续扩散。
Do you have a special, you know, prayer request?
那我们有任何特别的代祷事项吗？
That's only the unprayed together.
让我们同心跪下祷告。
And pray ten.